Hi everybody on Blind Cool Tech, this is Mary Emerson, and I had mentioned in the BCT list that I was going to show everybody who wants to know how to make a Christmas tree with Braille dots. There are two types that I know of. Actually, there are three or four, but the other two just look like big triangles. But these are a little more elaborate. We're going to start with the easy one in this podcast, and then later on I'll do the more elaborate one. The easy one only requires 7 lines going down and about 10 Braille cells going across. And you need to do this in a Perkins Brailler or some other Braille machine where you can actually position the carriage and push the appropriate keys to make the dots. Okay, so let's get this started. I'm going to use as a guide the book that I got from the Chicago Guild for the Blind. Called So What About Drawing? Instructions for Drawing Using Braille, and it's by Marie Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R. I hope that it's still available, because it's got some really neat stuff in here, all kinds of stuff from, goodness, shamrock pictures to trains and rabbits and pumpkins and flags and sailboats and all kinds of neat stuff. Hearts, the hearts are really beautiful. For Valentine's Day, I'll have to show you how to make those when that time comes around. Elephants and dogs, 2 pictures of dogs. Kittens and angels, all kinds of neat stuff. Anyway, this is a little Christmas tree, and I have a half sheet of Braille paper in my Braille writer, and it's probably more like a third of a sheet. I got these from the Braille Gift Service years ago, and they were made to fit in number 10 envelopes. But anyway, this is the perfect size for this. First of all, you space 10. I'm on the very top line of the page. That's 5. Now, you take your left margin set, and you slide it all the way over to where you are. There and release it, and then I just move the carriage to make sure that it's properly in place. Okay, the idea of this is to center this on the page. First of all, you're on line 1, so you space 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you write the contractions for AR, which is 3, 4, 5. You do that once. And then you write the contractions for GH, which is 1, 2, and 6. And you do that once. Now, space down and go to the next line. And you space 3. 1, 2, 3. And you write dots 3, 4, 5 again, twice. And you follow that with the dots 1, 2, and 6 written twice. Then you space down, and you are on line 3 now. So you space 1, 2, 2 times, and then you write the contraction 3, 4, 5, 3 times, and the contraction for GH, which is dots 1, 2, and 6, 3 times. Now, line 4, space down, space once, and you write the AR sign, which is 3, 4, and 5, 4 times, 1, 2, 3, 4, and dots 1, 2, and 6, 4 times, 1, 2, 3, 4. Space down, line 5. You don't space in any, but you write the dots 3, 4, 5 sign 5 times. 1, 3, 4, 5. And dots 1, 2, and 6 5 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And space down. Line 6, you space once. Dots 3, 4, and 5 3 times. 1, 2, 3. And dots 4, 5, and 6 once, and the letter L, which is dots 1, 2, and 3 once, and you finish the line with three dots, 1, 2, and 6. 1, 2, 3. Now, space down to the last line. You space in 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, and you write dots 3, 4, and 5 once, and dots 1, 2, and 6 once. And there is your Christmas tree. It looks really, really neat. It looks kind of frilly, sort of. And it definitely is not just a simple triangle. It's got a little bit on the end of it at the bottom. But that's how this works. Now, the other one we're going to do in the next podcast, I'm resetting my margins here, is going to be just a bit more elaborate, because we're going to have decorations on it and everything. And I don't know if they put a star at the top or not. I can't remember. But I hope that this has been a little bit of fun for you. You can use this for Christmas cards. You can use this for placemats even. I'm going to put it on my door so that people can see it. And I suppose that what I'll end up doing with the more elaborate trees, since there will be room in the corners, I'm going to put some of these little trees in the corners to kind of fill the page up. But I'm not going to do that in the podcast. I can leave that up to you and your inventiveness to do that. So I hope that you found this a little bit of fun and enjoy it. And I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.